Are there any commission remarks? We do have our Taney County clerk in here. Ms. Stephanie, we do have absentee voting this Saturday again, correct?
Correct.
9 to 1. Okay. And up to this point, we're estimated between 3,800 and 3,900 people have already voted?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 478186 through 478281. No warrants. 3 transfers or journal entries. And void checks 478087 through 478185 due to malfunction.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 21st, 2024, and executive session minutes for October 21st, 2024.
I have no questions.
No questions, sorry.
All right. To approve regular session minutes for October 21st, 2024, and executive session minutes for October 21st, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, Ridgedale Phase 2 for the Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, construction phase. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sewer Administrator, Mr. Brad Albritton.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Correct. I have those in front of me.
This project is the Phase 2 Ridgedale project, which consists of the sewer extension out to Country Farm Estates subdivision off of Fruit Farm Road. The project was recently bid out, and it consists of almost 4,800 linear feet of 4-inch force main sewer, 1 duplex non-clogged lift station, so a few collection system point repairs, associated sewer-related improvements, and the decommissioning of the Country Farm Estates subdivision wastewater treatment facility. It'll serve approximately 80 residences in that subdivision, and the map there shows the layout. The lines in green are the existing sewer system within the subdivision, and then there'll be a lift station built at where the treatment plant is located, and then the orange line is the proposed force main to connect over to the Ridgedale line that's in the ground and operational. The funding agreement amount is $1,400,000. That includes construction, engineering during construction. We source directly our control panels for our lift stations, includes that, and includes a 10% contingency.
And presently, all these homes are on septic tank now?
No, ma'am. They're on that treatment
their own
facility.
System.
They're on a treatment facility, a small treatment facility that the subdivision owns and operates it. So.
Okay. We'll just take that over.
That'll go away, yes, ma'am.
And this hooks into the new line that was just recently built within the last 2 years out
yes.
there on
Carlton
Road. Yeah, next 65.
Yes, sir. Goes down to Turkey Creek and makes its way to the Hollister Treatment Facility.
You said that was a 4-inch force main from there?
Yes, sir.
Does it have, with that 4-inch, does that have capacity to where if there was further construction past that to add on to that?
It would have some available capacity. Off the top of my head, I don't know exactly. Travis Heyer is actually the project engineer on that.
I'm not anticipating, but yes. I just the thought, if there was something else to go in just past that, if it was to be extended past, it would hold houses that were built further past there.
It can hold some.
Okay.
You're limited on, you can't make floors made too big, or you can't make velocity, so you kind of have the size of what's there, but there's some capacity there.
Okay.
It couldn't be a huge subdivision or something.
The line, it shows where it's going. If across the road they wanted to get on the sewer, they could. Is that correct?
Once we complete the project, we'll formally take over the sewer system that exists in the subdivision, and then the process would be for them to, you know, design a project, get easements where necessary, and they could connect in across the road.
Yeah, because there's about 12 houses, I mean, just quick count, that would be between Wildflower and to the subdivision there that would be in line with it. Is that right? I mean, they're on the opposite side of the road, but they're along Fruit Farm Road there.
Up towards the highway.
Yeah, towards the highway, yes. Starting there. That
we
would be
on the south side. On
the south side.
And it'd be hard. They'd have to bore under.
It was going to be very challenging with the way Fruit Farm Road is narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, you may speak to this too, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what I remember is when we looked at that, we actually had looked at going down Fruit Farm Road, and we then started looking at this other alternative, which we felt was much better to construct, and you would not disrupt that whole area of folks down there.
Okay.
Yeah, Fruit Farm Road has a lot more traffic than you would expect, so we were trying to stay out of the road. So all those homes on the south side, they could connect in. It is a force main, so they'd have to have a grinder pump. They couldn't gravity into this, but Commissioner said he'd have to bore under the highway for each one of them.
Okay.
Not the highway, but Fruit Farm.
Yeah.
If I remember, Travis, if we were to serve that in the future, we would probably look to put in a duplex grinder that we would own and operate.
You put a single main line across.
Yes, sir. Single main line, and then pump it over to like the orange line.
Gotcha.
The focus was getting the Country Farm Estates offline.
I'm assuming they're all they're willing to do it. There's
Country Farm.
Yeah, there's not going to be any.
No, we've already got an agreement with them.
Okay. John, was this on the budget for this year or for next year?
It is in the budget.
It was in your budget, Brad.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Most of this work would be completed next year. Right. If we were actually hopeful to already be in construction. We had to wait on the HOA on some things to kind of go through their process to get the agreement approved and different things. So.
How close to the estimate was the pricing that came back on the bids?
Bid.
The bid was a million. I don't have your bid tab, Travis, but the contractor bid price was $1,047,129. If I remember right, your estimate was 900 and something thousand.
Yeah, it was like 940, 950.
It was
close.
Yeah.
The reason I was asking is the expense is in the ditches, not in the pipe.
Yeah.
There's obviously expense in the pipe. Kind of go along with Commissioner Plummer's, is there a way to future-proof it better? Probably not.
Not easily. Like I said, you kind of got to design it for the flow that's there now because you have to have certain velocity in that force main. So if you make the force main bigger, we can't meet that velocity. So
we'd have to upsize the pump station.
Yeah.
Along with the pipe.
Along with the pipe.
Well, I was just thinking, that's a mile of line. So, I mean, if we could do something now, it was just my thought process.
Travis and I can look at it, though, and just see.
Can you throw another 4-inch line next to it? But then you still have to deal with the pump station. But
yeah.
Is it ready for that in the future? I mean,
I think growth is anticipated in that area.
We'll take a look.
We'll probably study it.
I mean, I honestly don't know of anything pending or planned.
I don't either, but I mean, just with the subdivision there and other large parcels of property there, I mean, anything's possible. So
we've tried that in the past where we put an empty line beside it. It gets a little messy because if nothing happens for 10 years, then you go back to that line and test it, and there's a problem with it. Well,
it had been cheaper just to...
Yeah, whose fault is it? Who has to dig it up? Who has to try to find that leak? And it's a little challenging.
Well, then, on my behalf, don't move forward with that then. I just, like I said, it was just a question, you know, of what we could do.
We'll look at it real quick. If we can upsize it to 6 without major change or something, we'll see if we can.
That would give us additional capacity there. You probably have to upgrade the lift station in the future. But it all deals with your velocity.
Yeah, if it was gravity, it's a completely different story.
Yes, completely.
Okay. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Ridgedale Phase 2 Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I will add this. We could look at adding additional holding capacity where the lift station is to attenuate that flow. So there's a way to do it if we got into a situation in the future.
But then is that going to cause odor issues or anything?
You do always have to be concerned about that.
All right. Well, our next order of business, we have the approval of amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement, central dumping station project, engineering, design, and bidding phase. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Joining us now, we have Mr. John Suti. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Commissioners.
How are you?
I'm fine.
We did receive a letter from Mr. Suti dated October 23rd, 2024, asking for an extension of the intergovernmental agreement funding agreement that we have in place. The ask is for it to be from September 30th, 2024 and extended to January 31st, 2025 for the city of Hollister. Let you give a little insight as far as what came up and why the extension is needed, John.
Yeah, yes, sir. This amendment, if approved, will allow for the original funding agreement termination date of September 30th, 2024 to be extended to January 31st, 2025. Due to unforeseen floodplain issues that required additional engineering work, the city cannot complete this portion of the project by the original termination date. This amendment will provide the time necessary for the completion of the remaining engineering work, bidding process, and final reimbursement request processing. Mr. Heyer is here. He's the engineer for the project. If you'd like to explain a little bit more, Travis, on that.
Yeah, basically what we ran into is... this isn't a floodplain, so originally we were going to elevate all this equipment, and I'm assuming you guys are familiar with this project, but it's a central dumping station for all the septic haulers. So we were planning to raise this about 3 feet. Well, then you get into an issue of the trucks basically have to come up a ramp, then be pointed backwards. So you have a ramp, flat spot, kind of pointed down for this equipment. And once we kind of started designing it, it turned into kind of more of an issue than we thought. So now it's actually going in a pit. So we kind of started from scratch halfway through this thing, so just kind of honestly it took us longer than we expected. There were a few more issues than we anticipated. So
do you see this adding any cost to the engineering portion?
No, there's no additional cost or anything. The goal is to have this out for bid by the end of November, so bid basically through December, have everything awarded in January is kind of what we're looking at.
Is January 31st, is that enough time?
Yeah, I mean, the only concern I have is assuming we get it all bid in December, contract awarded in January, we may have to bump up one of our invoices to you so it doesn't come in February. Make sure you have it by the deadline, but everything should be done by the end of January.
Who chose the January 31st deadline?
We did.
Do you want to change that to February?
This would be an easy time to change that deadline. And
I mean, if you're not opposed to it, to give us a little buffer, February, end of February would be better.
So February 28th?
Okay, so.
And then hopefully in February we'll be back to you with the construction funding agreement and get it going. So.
You have any other questions?
I don't. In your motion, do you mind to?
Yep, I'll take care of it. Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister for the Central Dumping Station Project. With a new date of February 28th, 2025.
Have a motion and a second.